a pink planet.
It's your Wednesday night conversation. It's more than just the gossip. It's the issues that matter most to you. A closer look at current events, just the tip, special guests, and more. Welcome to Let's Have a Fifi. Arizona's longest-running drag live stream. Hosted by Felicia Fifi Minor and Freddie Prinze Charming. Streaming live on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share.
What happened?
Is anyone there?
What happened? It, like, stopped, Felicia. Where'd it go? Felicia? 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 Bueller? Bueller? What happened?
What is the opposite of bye, Felicia? Can we say, come back, Felicia? Hey!
There she is. What happened? Wait. Oh, what is... Oh, we're starting
it's
over
your
again.
Wednesday night conversation. It's more than just the gossip. It's the issues that matter most to you. A closer look at current events. Just the tip. Special guest. And more. Welcome. Let's have a beat. Arizona's longest-running drag live stream. Hosted by Felicia Fifi Minor and Freddie Prinze Charming. Streaming live on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share. Promotional consideration for Let's Have a Fifi provided by Wigs of a Kind, The Burly Barber, Bone and Basil, as well as our patrons at Patreon. Go to patreon.com/letshaveafifi to become a Fifi patron. Virtual tip after paypal.me/letshaveafifi. Welcome to Let's Have a Fifi.
What the hell happened? What was that? Like,
yeah,
I can't hear anybody.
Oh, I can hear. I can hear Jack.
Hello.
We can hear you. There's a lag.
We're fine. Apparently,
we're fine. But you can't hear me.
I can hear you just fine.
You can hear me just fine, but I cannot hear you.
Excellent. So we'll just go ahead and we'll just ignore Felicia.
Oh my god. Just keep going. So just read the script and keep going. I'll figure it out.
Okay. So while Felicia figures that out, welcome to your Wednesday night conversation. This is Let's Have a Fifi. We are on season 9, episode 10. The one that is just sort of sitting there, not really doing anything, is Felicia Fifi Minor. And I am Mr. US of A MI Classic, Freddie Prinze Charming.
I can hear you now. Thank you very much.
No, you're welcome. I don't know your life.
Oh my gosh. I don't know what happened. The video stopped and then I couldn't hear anything. And then...
No, the video stopped and we're like, okay, what happened? I could hear Jack. Couldn't see anything, couldn't hear you, couldn't see you. And then you started
it over. Oh my gosh. Yes, I started it over because I was like, what happened? And I was like, yes, everybody can hear me. I can hear now. I don't have to go any further testing. At least we don't hope so.
I did have a chance to introduce our guest. Our guest, as you guys can see, he was here a couple weeks ago when I wasn't, but he wasn't like officially here because he didn't sign the paperwork and, you know, we have to be official and shit. So we've got Jack from Unicorn Color Therapy.
Hello.
I have two of his pieces in my house. So, yeah.
Oh. Yes.
And of course, we would like to thank our Patreon patrons. We've got 15.
We have a new supporter.
We do have a new one, and I'm very excited about that, too.
Thank you to Cassandra Porter for taking the deeper plunge as our newest Patreon supporter. I say go for it. She will receive a mug in 3 months. It is. I think it's 3 months if you. Mm-hmm. And then we'd like to thank our Patreon supporters, Allison, Best, and Brandon, Cassandra now, Casey Starr, Carrie and Corey, Kim, Joan, Jody, Leanne, Nicole, Patricia Mason, Shelly, Sassy C. Diaz, and you could be one too. I don't know why you're waiting. I mean,
I don't know why either. I mean, honestly.
I mean, you know. What are you waiting for?
That's
the weird thing. Anyway. but yes, and taking the deeper plunge is like one of the more elevated ones. So now we have.
You could be like Espresso Grande, who of course is not one of our patrons, but you know, you could be elevated.
She should.
Right?
And then she could say she is elevated and took a deeper plunge.
Right.
Let's see. I also do, since nobody ordered for November, that's fine. But I am taking t-shirt orders for December and mask orders. Ooh. So
the mask, if you stocking stuffers, you know, we've got the holidays coming up. If you happen to know anybody that might be Jewish, you could order like 8 shirts and just give them one every night of Hanukkah.
Do you guys have any
that would be so fabulous.
Yarmulkes with your product on it, you know, to really snatch that Jewish market?
You know what? That may be something we may need to look into.
Don't run that by me, because I will do anything.
If we can print it, we're going to sell it.
I said we needed cute little like undies, like we needed briefs with our logo smack on it, you know?
Yeah.
I think you should have the option to put it on the front.
Then you can sit on our faces. Mm-hmm.
Temporary tattoos. How about that? Put them on the neck.
Have a temporary tattoo when just get a real one? I'm gonna get one. Instead of like the lips, I'm just gonna get the Fifi logo right there.
I'm convinced that in the future people will start selling ad space on their body. Like, this is a legitimate conspiracy theory that I've invented. People are gonna sell ad space on their bodies and like tattoo a logo for some lump sum, because
I mean, people kind of already do that. They just don't get paid.
They don't get paid for it, but they will. They will. I bet.
But there have been a couple of cases I've seen where like a company will pay a certain amount for a logo on somebody's body. Mm-hmm. I have seen that.
People make good decisions.
Bring that up. I just wonder what they'll be like in like 30 years. People are like, hey, Grandpa, what is that?
Vololovo.
Oh, Cassandra said she'll wear the underwear.
See? I think we're missing out on a whole market there.
We're missing out on a market?
Make sure you guys are following Marissa Sanchez or Wigs of a Kind for her Black Friday deals on wigs. I know she's got a few coming up. I know some of y'all need some new hair.
This one's new.
I like it. Does it? Do you get a more? Do you get a more direct line to the manager with this hairstyle?
This one I have named Karen.
Yeah, this one is named Karen. Yes, she has.
Mm-hmm.
I love
so
it.
So if you. If you order from Marissa and you say you want the Karen, I'm sure she'll know.
That's what you'll get.
She'll know.
That's what you'll get.
You'll get the style weekend, Karen. My weekend was okay. We went to Zoo Lights, or attempted to go to Zoo Lights on Friday. But I guess we had the wrong tickets, because now they're doing the drive-through, and then there's nights that you can walk through.
You know, I've never been to Zoo Lights. I've been here for I don't know how many fucking years now, and I've never been to Zoo Lights.
I don't want to knock the zoo, but you're not missing.
I've never really thought
that. Have either of you been to the Festival of Lights?
No.
It's a touring show. It is, just trust me when I say this is a real thing. It's 10 times better than Zoolites. Everyone that runs it is Chinese. It is a Chinese Christmas light and installation art and acrobatics and food fair. Ooh. Where you can go see Chinese influenced Santa installations that are, you know, moving. There's a whole dinosaur exhibit. There's amazing Chinese food. There's Chinese acrobatics. That is literally insane. I got sucked in for like 30 minutes watching that scene from Ocean's 11 where they grab the guy that's what's his face? Contortionist from like the acrobats. Like I saw that in real life, like 10 people stacking on top of each other and then flipping
back. Oh, wow.
So it's Zoolites plus a show plus bow buns. Plus, if you walk far enough back in there, they have the sketchy carnival games and rides where you can like gamble with your life. So that's my over screw Zoolites. I mean,
okay. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Is it still happening with COVID?
I don't know.
I didn't see it advertised this year.
It's outside, so like I don't know if that gets if they can regulate the people or not, but it was a cool thing. If it everyone keeps being like, when things come back, and like when they come back, we'll see.
Right. Right.
I think that's things are going to stay the same. But so we did go back on Saturday, which was the day that you could walk around. People were being fairly considerate about not being too close, or at least the adults were. the kids don't know any better. But it was out in the open, so I was better. But I still wore a mask around because you can't. I didn't want to play the, you know,
right.
Up and down.
I always, even when if we're outside, even if it's like if we're walking in like where there's people around, I'm still wearing my mask. Like I'll only take it off outside if I know that there's nobody around me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then on Saturday morning, because I like to do day drag at 10:30 in the morning, I had the story hour, which was with Flagstaff Public Library. Nice. So, and that was fun.
Nice.
Did you read a story or hear a story?
I read a story.
What story did you read?
I read three of them. I read Tacky the Penguin, It's Okay to Be Different, and A Family is a Family.
Huh. Why is the penguin got to be tacky?
You should have watched the story hour, and then you would have found out why.
I'm sorry, but...
But if you really want to watch, you can go to my website, FeliciaMinor.com, and it's on there.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite story that you liked hearing when you were younger?
Whose show is this? I have to think on that. I don't think so.
That's fair. Turns out there was a lot of under the covers racism in a lot of those stories that I grew up hearing. Like, oh shit. Like,
yeah. Mm. We're learning that slowly.
Yeah. I mean, we were at the Thieves Market a few weeks ago, and there was like an old like original copy of Little Black Sambo. I mean, I almost got it
just
because like it's one of those sort of collector's items, you know, that you never see anymore. But yeah. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Guido,
thank you for the compliment on my lash, but my lash is coming off.
Just don't look too close. Just don't just don't look too close.
I rushed in here today because I the other thing that I've been doing is cleaning my house and getting ready for Thanksgiving tomorrow. Not in the traditional way, which we'll talk about later, but I am feeling this morning I was so anxious because I thought there will be a lot of people in my house. And it turns out that there won't be a lot of people. So
that's good, because
I was gonna, you know how I get I mean, I barely performed.
Why would anybody want there to be like a lot of people in your house? There's a fucking pandemic.
Yeah.
Well, I see this both ways. Mm. Yes, I understand why you're yelling. And also, my husband and his sisters lost their mother this year. So it's been a little touch and go here. So I picked my battles. I am going to wear a mask if there was a lot of... I was like ready to wear a mask all day. That's. I was like...
I can get your food, eat in my room. You know, I'm good. Yeah.
Be outside all day.
Shit. Like I haven't done shit at all the last whatever couple weeks. I'm still at my lady friend's house because my bathroom still isn't done. In fact, my bathroom is now
sealed. It's not?
No. Okay, so my bathroom is now like completely sealed up like a fucking like biohazard thing. Like it's crazy right now. Although I did have to sneak in there today because I needed to get fucking syringes so I could take my goddamn shot. But so I like, cause there's like big thick plastic and there's like a zipper in the middle, but everything's like taped up. It's crazy. So I had to unzip it and go in and like the entire, like my wall and my ceiling all gone. Like it's been torn up. Like it's gone. And I was like,
so they haven't even sealed it yet.
So, okay. So, well, what they had to do was first they had to send somebody to check that they had to test the mold and stuff that was on the ceiling. Then once mm-hmm. they tested the mold and stuff that was on the ceiling, then they sent somebody in to tear all the drywall out. They did Yikes. That on Monday. Then today, he came back and they left a whole bunch. He sealed it up and left a whole bunch of stuff in there to dry everything out. Like he left like a whole bunch of shit in there that because everything was still moist. So they left a whole bunch of shit in there to dry everything out. Then they came back today, took all the equipment out, and then another dude came and left some more equipment in there running for almost 2 hours to check the air quality. Now, that's going to get sent to the lab, and once that comes back, if it's clear, then they're going to send somebody out to actually fix the drywall, and then I might actually be able to use my bathroom again and potentially, you know, move back to my fucking house.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Do you have fire insurance? Just out of curiosity, if something was happened to lit on fire while you were gone, are you covered for that sort of damage?
I mean, I do have renter's insurance. So.
Okay. I'm just curious for no reason.
Right. Yeah. And Pepper, actually, I did actually today work out with my landlord a deal with my rent because I'm like, no, this has been going on for way too long and I haven't been able to be in my house for the majority of this month. So,
well, the thing is, if you can't take a shit there, then you shouldn't have to pay the full rent.
It's not even that. I can't literally cannot be in my bathroom. So, yeah. And then
this it's like an unlivable situation.
It is. It's exactly it. And then this week, all I've done is kind of get stuff situated for tomorrow. My turkey was defrosting. It's been brining for like 2 days now. Then tomorrow morning, I'm going to take it out. Oh. I'm going to rub the sucker down inside and out with garlic bacon butter. And then it's going in.
Say what now?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like putting the lemon titties underneath the bird so that when they bake in there, they give it the like you push them under the skin? Have you ever seen that?
Yes, but no. No. How white are you? No.
I've never done it.
White people shit. No, you don't put fucking just like throw random lemons under there. That's not. No.
Who does what now?
You take the skin of the bird and you cut a lemon in half. You shove them all the way up in there. Hold it all the way up in there. And then when you bake it, the texture of the two lemons give nice little nipples on the breasts of the bird. There is no flavor reason for this at all. It is entirely a food sculpture with lemons in it that ruins a turkey. But it's funny looking.
Why people got too much time on their hands?
I've literally seen people on posts when people are like, hey, you know, hey, what's your favorite way of making turkey? They're like, salt and pepper and then throw it in the oven. I'm like, you do what?
Lame.
No, no. I literally have like over a pound of garlic bacon butter sitting in the fridge right now, ready to be taken out and slathered.
That sounds good right now.
All over this bird.
Do you ever spatchcock the turkey?
I have not spatchcocked. I can't even say it. Spatchcocked big turkey. Spatchcocked a chicken.
I've heard it's tasty. At one point, I'll get around to doing it that way.
It's a good way to do it. It works with chickens really well.
Felicia, do you know what spatchcocking is?
I can't do that with a 25-pound turkey.
Ooh. Oh, yes, you can.
Not in a home show.
I mean, you could. I mean, you need a really big oven, but...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or cut it in half directly and just, like, be, like, right, side by side.
Two halves, yeah. That's, yeah.
Be like, surprise, guys. You get your half of the turkey, I get mine.
And, like, tonight I'm prepping. I'm going to make the cake and the whipped ganache.
Oh, we're doing cake this year.
I am doing cake. I'm doing a chocolate hazelnut cream cake.
Which you bitch.
Have, it's a layered cake, so it's going to have the chocolate cake.
And then I hate you.
One layer of, like, vanilla ganache, whipped ganache. And then chocolate hazelnut whipped ganache in between, and then
he does this to me every year.
You're welcome.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Does that every fucking year?
Oh well, Jack. How was your week?
It was pretty good. I was trying to remember, like, when you have the life of an artist, I was like, what is the weekend? It's Wednesday. What did I do over the weekend? What does time mean?
I'm not an artist, and I have that problem anyway, so...
Yeah. I mean, it's been good. It's been weird. Like, news headlines are starting to be less depressing, which has a background effect on things being nice. You know? Mm-hmm. I feel like I discovered a new game that I have become obsessed with, and besides that, I feel like that's probably what I've been doing with for days, and that's why I don't know what's been going on. But
what game are you playing?
So it's,
yes, we want to know.
It's on Switch. It's called Fuser. It just came out. It is DJ. It's, so you know Guitar Hero, yeah, right? Do you know DJ Hero? Mm-hmm. It was a lesser known. It was a lesser known version of it where you had to buy a controller that was a literal shitty turntable with three buttons on it that you got to, like, fake make the mixes, and it was a bunch of bullshit. They had cool music that was mixed just for the game that you got to play.
Yeah.
But this game that I'm playing, I don't know how they got the licensing for this, but you get access to like 40, 50 songs, and they have them all broken into drum section, melody section, bass section, and vocals.
Oh, wow.
And it teaches you slowly by adding tools in how to make your own mashups, how to mix things on the fly. And instead of follow my tap, tap, boom, taps on this shitty fake turntable, they really have a dynamic set of controls on the Nintendo Switch. Fuck you. we have a dynamic set of controls that makes it so that, like, I was blending Jolene with My Prerogative with Shaka Zulu, and that shit was amazing, and you get the satisfaction while you play this game of being like, I made these choices. I blended Killing in the Name of with Call Me Maybe. I blended Bad Guy with System of Destruction by Megadeth. So, like,
oh, wow,
I'm all about it. And it actually, because
did the songs update?
Do the what?
Do the songs update? Like, are they gonna change out?
So this literally just came out. It showed up on Switch like 6 days ago, and that's why I've been obsessed with it. Apparently it was on Steam and they allow cross-platform play. There's a social aspect. They have a weekly challenge where once you learn how to use the tools, they give you like a DJ challenge. You go and make like a 1 minute mix. So it's really cool. They encourage like social interaction. You get access to like, I don't even like country and I'm blending country with DMX. And like, it's just, it's bonkers.
Who knew?
It's really fun. So,
right. Well, that's what Jack's been doing.
That's what I've been doing. You can tell I'm excited about it still. So, my album drops soon. My name is DJ Destiny, but it's all in one word, and the J is silent. It's just Destiny. Oh, God. I feel your support coming through the screen, Freddie.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Guido says safe bet is that they'll add more songs.
They do have more songs, and I'm hoping that the social community, even for a small game, is already really active. So I'm hoping that they'll get notoriety and get, you know, some traction, because there's no other game like this. So
what's it called again?
Fuser. F-U-S-E-R.
Hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So
great. Freddie looks like he approves of this.
Guido says that Fuser releases new songs every week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
My addiction will continue to feed me.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Guido.
So, speaking of feeding, we're going to move right into my tip, which really isn't a tip. But since, you know, it's Thanksgiving week and whatever. Yeah, oh, Guido.
Oh, my God. You're so full of it.
Bert is going to come for you. You're in trouble.
She's also addicted to it. She just wants to talk shit.
Always.
So, I just figured we'd go around and talk about some of the things, because this has been a kind of a shitty year in a lot of ways. Like, it has not been the best year for a lot of people in a lot of ways. And I started doing gratitude posts, but then my things, like, life just went fucking crazy for me.
You just said, fuck it.
I dropped the ball, and I was like,
here you go.
So, right. So I figured this would be a good chance to talk about some of the bright spots that have happened this year, and, you know, some of the things that we are grateful for, because this year has been a fucking doozy. This year has been really fucking rough in a plethora of ways for so many people. And I know, you know, Felicia and myself, we both had things happen this year that were not great. You know, there were things that we were struggling with, and, you know, all sorts of shit. I haven't been able to use my fucking bathroom in a month. but, you know, there have been some bright spots. So I think that sometimes it's hard for folks to find a bright spot when they're in the thick of things. Mm. So if we find bright spots, then maybe it might encourage other people to be like, oh, you know what? No, this and this happened, and these were actually good things that happened. So, you know. Mm-hmm. Cassandra says that her gratitude post fell off the middle of the second week. I tried. I really did. And then everything just kind of went to shit. So I was like, well, oh well.
I thought about it, and then I was like, yeah, because I didn't start November on the right note, first and foremost. So I was not when I read people's gratitude posts, I was like, good for you. Good for you. I'm not there right now. I'm just gonna go ahead and like.
Yeah.
And me to do it, I'm not gonna do it. But one good thing, though, I haven't written gratitude posts of my own, but I have been a part of the Virtual Arizona Pride Gratitude Project. And I have seen videos of people doing what they're grateful for and their holiday traditions.
I was actually supposed to do that, and then
there's still time. Anyway, but as I've gone along, I feel a little bit better. But I've gotten to know some of these people, because I didn't know jack shit about some of these people. But I mean, you work with people, and then all of a sudden, I mean, they pack their bag, they're at home, I'm at home, you know.
Yeah.
Some people don't message people afterwards. Some people don't say, thanks for having me at your show or anything. So,
Notes.
I mean, no, that's not for you. I'm just saying that, I mean, we, like, entertainers, we walk in a room, we paint our faces, we walk on a stage, we change our outfits, and we leave. Mm-hmm. Boom. I don't know what your favorite sandwich is. I don't know nothing. I don't know anything.
I always say that, you know, there's so many people that are like, oh, this is my friend, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you don't even know what my name is. You have no idea what my name is. How are you going to call me your friend? You have no idea what my name actually is. So, yeah, no.
So it's been good to, on the status of gratitude, it has been nice to, hear what people are thankful for, despite what has happened in the last year. Some people losing their jobs, some people losing family members to even COVID or natural death or what have you. So for me, gratitude comes in a weird way that I'm able to continue this journey called life, and haven't become a mental wreck, because
I think
because I had some things happen that were like back to back, and
2020 is a combo year.
Mm-hmm. I could have lost my shit numerous times. I want to say that I'm grateful to every episode that we were able to do in 2020, even when I was not supposed to be doing it. because I, first and foremost, I'm an opportunist, and I realized that I was like, wait a minute, everybody's doing all these virtual drag things, and we've been doing virtual drag basically for like, what, the last 8 years?
Fucking years we've been doing virtual drag, y'all.
And I was like, wait a minute, I'm not missing out on this. No. But in return, the biggest...
Even when we took
a break... Stand by.
Still cutting out. Well, you know what? You go ahead. Jack, why don't you go ahead while Felicia fixes her technical issues?
Okay.
Be back. Right.
My things to be thankful for are all very happy for me, but they're stories that are, you know, for other people might be bittersweet. My main thing that I got out of this year, and I think I talked about it before, but this pretty lady that's been sitting in the bed drawing and ignoring everything that's going on over here is we made jokes because we started dating like literally at the beginning of the pandemic, and then my stupid ass started making jokes about a rom-com in the middle of a pandemic because we thought it was only going to be a couple weeks long. We fell madly in love with each other, and now it's just, it's disgusting. We disgust each other. Like, it's gross. And so in the middle of a year where people are losing careers, her career was threatened, I decided, like an idiot, to go be like, fuck this job, I'm going to go be an artist. And then boom, pandemic. And now I'm screaming into the dumpster fire, does anyone want to buy art? And so, like, in the middle of all that, we have found some nice stability in the middle of it. And then in addition, all of the time that I've had to kind of cope with art, I've gotten really fucking good. And like, artists are always their worst critic, and you can only see those three flaws that no one else sees. And it's really nice to have practiced so many hours to get to a point where even those flaws start to fade into the background, and it feels good. Like, you can accidentally do something really great. And that, I feel like that happens with practice. You're like, oh shit, I thought I messed up, but it's great. And artistically, this isolation of like not being able to go anywhere and then using art as a coping mechanism has allowed me to do things that when I started 8 years ago, if you would have shown me pictures of what I did this year to like 8 years ago me, I would have told you were full of shit. So I got an amazing partner, and I got a lot of artistic growth. A lot of other shit's fucked up, but we're focusing on the good stuff right now. So.
I'm right there with you, and I actually mine is similar. Like, I actually started. I saw my current lady friend three times in person before everything went to shit. Three times, and then we got creative. Mm-hmm. We didn't like really. We didn't have any in-person dates or anything like that for 6 fucking months. We did like virtual hangouts. We had a Monday night trash TV movie date type thing. So we would watch like Married at First Sight through like the Hulu watch parties and things. So like seriously, like, so this is, you know, this is what we did for 6 fucking months before we were like, okay, well, we're at a point now. I'm low risk. I live alone. I work from home, whatever, you know, so we can merge germ bubbles and whatever. So, but like and it's interesting because we were actually talking about it a little bit ago. We were like, you know, because we weren't able to actually do things in person for 6 fucking months, we literally had nothing else to do but get to know each other.
We have relationships so fucking hard.
Right?
We're at a place where we're about to celebrate our 9/11, if you know what I mean. Our 9th month on the 11th day. You know, a regular American holiday.
Right.
And it feels like we measure it in years because you get to dig into things because there's no distraction of a... there's no distraction of the... Yeah. There's no distraction of interruptions and whatnot, and right. You know, life is full of interruptions except for on lockdown, and so
right, and when you have nothing else to do but actually like talk to people, like,
yeah,
can, and you know, when you take it like with us, like if you take the physical aspect out of it, you know that it's not just about hooking up, it's not just about, you know what I mean, like there's literally nothing to do but actually talk to each other.
Yeah. And you realize, like, I'm an extremely social person, or I was an extremely social person, to the point that, like, Pepper makes fun of me. She's like, you know, you have a few drinks and you're very open to everything. And I agree to the soft plans. Like, party plans aren't real, but I'll agree to the soft plans. Like, oh yeah, let's fucking do it. And, you know, it breeds a lot of chaff. And when you eliminate all of that, I'm weird. Like, we were just at the store. I made the mistake of trying to go to the store at 5 o'clock in the afternoon the day before Thanksgiving. And, like, both of us multiple times got shoulders up and hackles up because there's 6 million people in an aisle that are going slow with their masks down. And, like, do I walk between you? Right. Do I just stew in my rage while I walk behind your slow dinosaur ass? As, get the fuck out! Like, you know, like, what do I do? And so... this whole experience has been, it's been turning extroverts into introverts, an almost impossible alchemical transmutation. And now, like, it's crazy. Like, I want to talk to this person and I want to talk to people that I vibe with, but like extroverts will be like, I'll talk to anyone. And I don't right. really feel that way anymore. I'm like, fuck you.
Oh, Guido, my jacket is this is my vintage satin smoking jacket. You're welcome.
Does it smell fun? Does it smell vintage?
I mean, yeah.
Like, in a good way, what or a bad vintage smell
like? I mean, I have, you know, aired it out in things because stuff, you know, it's
I mean, it doesn't smell like Elizabeth Taylor's perfume in a closet for 10 years.
No, that it does not. No,
okay.
No. Felicia, did we fix everything? Are we good? We're not. She's frozen.
We have
really frozen.
Second there.
All right. Well, fine. Well, you know, we'll move right along. We'll just keep going. Felicia's frozen. I'm just going to keep going. We're going to like a closer look at current events.
Okay.
And she's gone. So Trump is trying to get Biden's win overturned. He's blatantly lying about wins in swing states, which aren't real. They're not a thing. Georgia has recounted. Biden still wins. Philadelphia certified their results. Michigan is certified results. Like, all of these fucking states are certifying their results, and Trump
he's become the biggest loser.
Yeah, seriously. And he's still saying no, we won.
He likes reality TV. There you have it.
What are you kidding? Like, fucking stupid. Like, it's ridiculous. It's comical.
Did you see the article today? And like, I figured that this would happen eventually. I didn't expect to see it today. And I don't remember what service that I saw it on. I know it was a sympathetic one, not Breitbart, you know, whatever. But specifically, Biden's team has said that the transition is now happening, but Trump is still refusing to talk to him because President Manchild is going to have his baby cry indefinitely until he dies.
Yeah.
So I watched on ABC on their live stream today that the president-elect and his, you know, like the head people were answering questions. And she said, we don't need President Trump's authority to be there. We don't need his cabinet to be there to move on. And so what she basically said is that we've met with like intelligence committees and stuff. And she said, whether or not he agrees, we're going to move forward.
He doesn't have to agree. That's the whole thing. He doesn't have to concede. He can pitch a fit for the next 80 fucking years. It doesn't matter. He's out. Like, that's how that works. It's he can't just.
He has just been the. He's.
While Trump was bitching and throwing hissy fits all over the place, Biden delivered a formal Thanksgiving address from Delaware, and
which was cute. He was so. It's so great to see somebody in leadership again.
Right? And Kamala Harris and her husband made an unannounced visit to a food bank. So, you know, they're actually
doing things for the people
instead of, you know, either bitching or golfing, which is the only thing Trump does.
Oh, apparently he does winning.
Yes.
Where did he do this at?
Wins all the best things.
Speaking of Biden, did I talk about how hot young Joe Biden was on the last?
Oh my God. Jesus.
Yes, Joe Biden.
Oh my God. I know. Back in the day. Holy fuck.
Now I know why he invades people's space so much. I'm like, it doesn't excuse you. It doesn't excuse you. But
60 something years ago, I'd have been like, you can invade my space anytime. Right? Like, I have no problem with that. You have a blanket consent.
Put on a Martian helmet and conquer me, Mr. Biden.
This is how I knew the gays were okay with the win. They were not posting the present picture of Joe Biden at all. Like, you would scroll down your feed, you'd be like, who is this guy? Who is this?
Yeah, Joe and then Biden all of a, in his 20s.
And then somebody would randomly post a current day photo, and they'd be like, and you'd be like, oh my God. That's how you knew the gays were like, we're okay with this.
Pete Buttigieg did not do great with the community, but, you know, Biden's doing well enough. Have you guys seen Pete on Fox News? He's spicy as fuck. Like,
I don't watch Fox News.
No, I don't either. But I watch the Reddit, and he has been the Democratic voice that's going into the House of Wolves, and he's been going. He's been making an effort since.
I also don't understand Reddit.
That's fair enough. That's another conversation.
That's like a whole day for him.
That's a whole day. So Pete was going on to Fox News in this weird time between like June and the election and being the only Democratic voice. And it kept creating these sound bites where he was even like, he was out giving a speech somewhere and someone was screaming anti-mask stuff. And he kind of like repeated a question at the guy and he's like, are you threatened by me? Are you threatened by, oh, you're not threatened by me. Okay. Well, how about you listen to this question? And like, and he really didn't do good anywhere, but since he's not trying to win, he's just trying to go out and be a millennial voice. Cause I don't know how old he is, but he's in the age group. Right. And he's kind of been given those spicy clapbacks. There's rumors that he's going to end up in Biden's cabinet.
I'm sure he will. That wouldn't surprise me. I think that there are quite a few people that were running for the candidacy that I think Biden will probably end up putting in his cabinet, which would be a very good idea. Where do you think
Elizabeth Warren is going to end up? Because I feel like he's just going to give her two scythes and just unleash her on Republicans. Like,
oh, I'm sure. I'm sure that he's going to put Warren in there. I know he's already talking to Sanders about different things. So, like, it's going to be a very different cabinet than what we have now. And I'm pretty sure that none of Biden's cabinet are going to end up in prison.
Whoa.
I'm willing to bet at the very least less At the very least, less people will end up in prison out of this cabinet by a factor of like 50 to 60 to 80 to 95%.
Right.
So
99.
99%. Yeah. 69%.
In Arizona, we still don't have any beefed up mask mandates. We're going to get to numbers. So not having any beefed up mandates, this is a bad thing, folks. Things are not going well here at all. We're going to talk numbers soon. And I'm still seeing pictures and videos of bars with no masks, performers with no masks, everybody just hanging out, no masks.
Not just that. On the news, was it yesterday? We were on national news. Here we go, Arizona. Way to go. We were on national news because Sky Harbor was packed. And when they you know, pan around, you see people like sardine close. And there is no space, no space. And there's a diagram of how many people are flying around the country. And as the day goes by, this map becomes like, I don't know, like, you know how like when you see like ants attack something? Mm-hmm. That is what the map looked like. And somebody posted on Twitter and went, way to go, America. Way to go. Keep the numbers down.
We're number one.
So if the numbers go up over the next 7 days, I just want everybody to shut their fucking mouths if you traveled, because you were the reason why things spiked up.
I mean, Arizona hospitals have said now that they're predicting that by December 4th, which is next weekend, hospitals will be at 125% capacity.
That's a fine number. That's okay, right?
Totally
fine. 25%.
We're still going to encourage people to wear masks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when people hear this number of, you know, hospital occupancy going up, ICU occupancy going up, be aware that limits what other things that hospital can do.
Yep. Yeah.
If you break your foot, they may say, you can't come here. We'll have to refer you to somewhere else, or you'll have to go find another facility yourself. So when people say it's not a big deal, it affects so many things. You can't go to the urgent care because, you know, they have a limit now. Mm-hmm. You can't just walk into an ER and expect them to take care of you, because now that the ICU is full, they may be taking up that floor to cover the overflow of the ICU. And you may have to sit outside in one of the tents that they pitched and wait for a doctor to see you.
Hey, I'll pitch. So,
I mean, I love a good pitch tent, but not when my foot is broken. I will be.
That's true.
Yeah. Yep. And as of today, so we'll talk numbers since we're on it. So last week in Arizona, we had 283,102 cases. Oy. Today, we have 310,850 cases.
Eef.
That's a lot.
We're at the point where the numbers moving even 6% is a shitload of people. And like, that's 100,000 people in an extra day. Cool. Cool.
Yeah. We're still at about a 12% positivity rate. We had 3,982 cases reported today and 9 new deaths, which, oh, look, we don't have that many deaths. Yay. Nationally, we're looking at 12.8 million cases and 261,000 deaths.
So, also, did you read the part about the mutation?
Oh, no, I didn't see that one. Go ahead.
So, in the New York Times this week, they published that there is evidence that, you know, good old us, we don't like to listen to anything. But anyway, that we caused an early mutation of COVID-19.
Of course we did.
So, when you say, I'm not going to wear a mask, there's a chance that you could be carrying the mutation of that. And then, just silly things. You could just be spreading it. And just a little thing.
It's fine. You know, it's totally fine.
Totally only 6,500 people have died here. It's fine.
I mean, it's not that many, right? I mean, the grand scheme of things. Which, it's totally fine.
Professor Xavier may have been a British, but all the Americans were X-Men, so we're mutants, all right? We're mutating the thing. We're gonna make it.
I'm a ginger. I'm already a mutant.
Whoa.
We're mutants.
Censored.
You know what? Let's skip history, and because I'm gonna talk to Jack, so we'll skip our history for now.
Deal.
Guido says that cases will spike up 5 days after Thanksgiving, 5 days, 5 to 7 days after that, hospitalizations will spike up. 5 to 7 days after that, we're hitting all-time highs and for daily deaths. I hate that reality too, but I have seen for myself, even people that I know that are traveling. And the weirdest thing too is the people on the news that are like, you got to see your family. And I'm like,
really? Because, okay, well, but don't be dead when everybody is, you know, dead and dying, because it's fine.
Because you brought COVID home.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yep. Totally fine. Happy Not Christmas. A problem.
Hi, Marissa. We talked about your Black Friday sale.
Hopefully we'll be sharing Marissa's Black Friday stuff this week, so keep an eye out for that. All right, so our guest tonight is Jack. He does his unicorn color therapy thing, and I've actually posted about the two pieces that I have from him. The first piece that I bought was a it was a commissioned piece, and that's a double entendre, by the way. That's it's a conversation starter. If I was having enough people in my bedroom to have a conversation, which I'm not. hell, I'm not even in my bedroom.
The piece was based on something that looked like this.
Oh, correct.
There we go.
It's fantastic.
Never mind.
It's a very
it goes in my pocket.
It's a very colorful penis, and it's on my bedroom wall, and it's fantastic. And then I also managed to snag the trans symbol that he did, and I have that on my wall as well. And
such a pretty piece.
Both pieces are absolutely fucking fantastic. Felicia, you want to read the bio?
Do I want to read it? I'm not very good at reading. Like,
freestyle it.
Oh, God.
Basically, unicorn color therapy is about
crayons.
Yes, they are crayons, just for record. Yeah, they are crayons.
He plays with his hands.
Yeah, he just squeezes stuff and makes things with things. Yeah.
It's called color blending, for the process of liquefying, rearranging, layering, and hardening crayon.
Hey, hardening.
Yeah, it's hard.
I can't escape these references, can I?
All you wrote it.
I know I wrote it, and I was like, oh, I need the bigger wine bottle. It's fine. I
liquefy and harden. You're welcome.
Thank you.
As time goes on, if we survive, techniques and subjects continue to be explored, forever expanding, or what is possible with the medium and the message contained within.
So
I skipped like
said,
the first part.
Tell us about yourself.
Myself as a person?
Whatever the fuck. Just whatever you want us to know. Tell us things. Oh.
How did I get here? Well, I was conceived on April Fool's Day.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay,
let's fast forward a little.
Okay, good talk. Thanks so much for joining us. Go check out Unicorn Color Therapy on Facebook. Okay, good night.
Wow, this is the easiest interview. Wow.
So I think I alluded that I would tell the story earlier on the last time I was unofficially on the show. But the origin story of how I make this art specifically, where I melt crayon and I put it on something, my original pieces were from a non-load-bearing, non-important fence that I hockey punched to death in the backyard 10, 11 years ago.
What the fuck is a hockey punch?
Yeah, please.
Okay, let me get in the frame here. So a regular punch, right? You're here, These are very traditional punches. Hockey people are insane. And they just overhand one hand to death. And then the first person to fall down loses. That's hockey rules. Uh-huh. And the fence fell down, and I was standing in a literal pile of rubble. Background time. This is a long time ago. I was having some depression issues, and I would get drunk. And then I don't like being mean at people, but inanimate objects can fuck off because, like, they're not, it's fine. It was not an important fence. I destroyed it. I made a ruckus. I had roommates come out and see me, knuckles bloody, like standing in the middle of a pile of fence and being like, I'm sorry. I promise I will make art on all of this. And the journey that I started from that point to learn, I started making art out of sadness. At that time, it was coming out of a breakup, and I was very sad. And it feels very distant now because it was a long time ago and those things don't really matter anymore. But I was very sad, and I figured out a lot of artists make art from sad. That's basically like, that's your lead brick. Like, you get a lead brick of sad, go make it pretty. And it's really hard to make art from happiness that is happy. And somehow from that initial hockey punching of a fence, I figured out how to find joy in what I was doing rather than channel sadness. And then once I figured out that switch, I just kind of kept turning the volume up on it. And now you see these bright colored shenanigans all over everything. And that's how I started doing the art. And it started from sadness, but now it's 100% a manifestation of happy, which is why I try to put rainbows everywhere and bright colors. And I want everyone to be connected and feel the strength of numbers rather than the, I would say the opposite would be the power of isolation, but I, like, you know, I would say that's how other people would describe it. But I feel like you gain strength from feeling supported in numbers. And I try to make art that encourages that. So
is that how did you come up with the name Unicorn Color Therapy? Is that it?
So I am a unicorn. I use colors, and I believe that art is therapy. And I put all those words together like so far long ago that it was
define unicorn.
Define unicorn?
I knew he was gonna do
that. Yeah. He says it all the time and he doesn't mean what everybody else thinks that he means.
Are you misrepresenting yourself, Jack?
I don't think I am. I'm magical. I have a horn. I have two horns. And I like rainbows.
Is that a medical thing that we need to get checked out? You have two horns? Oh.
My astral horn is so big.
Oh my God. Pepper in the background. I'm dying.
I understood what it meant, Pepper. Thank you.
Visual, Pepper. Thank you so much, Pepper.
So I appreciate
that visual.
The reason that I identify as a unicorn has a long story. Once again, in a even further back time, when I was more depressed and sad.
Okay, this was great. Thanks so much.
I'd grown out a beard and all of my hair, and I looked like a biker gang guy. It's hard to envision right now, but I was so, you know, it was a weird time. And I started telling, at the time I was a dance teacher, I've been a dance teacher for 15 years. So I was telling parents that
you did this, you were a dance teacher while you looked like you were in a bike gang?
Yes. I like contradiction. And so I started telling people that I was a unicorn because I thought that the dichotomy was so funny. And then where I am now, I realized I was just kind of manifesting my truth. I am a magical being that is very rare, possibly extinct. And I have made myself a purveyor of unicorn knowledge the world over. You would not believe how many silly unicorn stories there are, but I can enlighten you. And the more that I found out, the more that I realized I picked the right moniker for myself. This isn't really attached to anything, but it's one of my favorite unicorn facts. Would you like to know how European Christian unicorns are born? there's different unicorns the world over. The ones from the Middle East are called Carcadans, and they're the most violent, scary beasts that you've ever heard described in your life. Also, supposedly, Kim Jong-il had a cave of unicorns with a unicorn trapped in it, but no one could see it because it's only for the emperor, and it's been alive, and it's immortal. But my point is that European unicorns are born when a mama unicorn and a daddy unicorn want to have a baby unicorn, and they find a pond in the forest, and they lay, this is very Christian, by the way, they lay together next to the pond, they go to sleep, there's no sexual contact, mind you. God senses their desire for a child and reaches into their dreams, and when they wake up, there's a baby unicorn. Here's why that's fucked up. Everyone knows that virgins are how unicorns were baited and killed by people that hunt unicorns for their horns and their blood. Everyone knows this. The point is that they're
paid now,
and their weakness was virgins. And I think that's inappropriate. And so that's where I got my name from.
Wow, this went way deeper than I thought.
Bait virgins? Is that what you're telling me? Your weakness, you're baiting virgins, and that you're weak. Is that like
I'm a virgin?
That's a bunch of horse shit. That is the she couldn't even get through that with a straight face. I'm just saying, you know, I'm just saying that's what I'm hearing here is that you
oh
you,
my god,
I'm so virginal.
Both of y'all are full of shit. That's
you know what? We were born with blue eyes, and then you tell enough lies.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, uh-huh. Right. So you where do you god damn it. you know, this is the problem with like live fucking TV is we can't edit this shit before we put it out there.
I'm trying to get myself together. Ask him the question.
Serious educational show, folks. This is a serious educational folk. Pepper, shut the fuck up. We can see you.
I MC everybody.
Oh my god.
We're educational. We're educational. So tell us about some of the inspirations for your art.
So spraying colors everywhere and, you know, freedom.
Great. Thanks so much. Okay, this has been such an amazing interview. Thank you so much, Jack, for joining us.
So my inspiration comes from everywhere. I'm one of those people that's like, there's inspiration in this rock. There's inspiration in the way this parking attendant just gave me a ticket. You fucking bitch. Anyway, the point is that like there's inspiration in everything. And I try to find inspiration for things that make me angry. I find inspiration for things that make me sad. This right here, and also this on my chest, came from moments of profound sadness that I wanted to transmute into strength. So when I originally started, it was very much abstract, and I was exploring this medium of melted crayon through a fucking hot glue gun. By the way, that's my method. I'm so far past it that I don't have to keep a secret anymore. Put crayons through a hot glue gun. It works. Don't use high temp. You'll burn yourself. Use only low temp glue guns, but it basically turns you into a rudimentary 3D printer, and you can use your hands however you want. And I started very abstract, and slowly over time, I was talking about doing stuff this year that I never thought possible. Emoting so much that means so much to me is like this rainbow fist is probably, I have a series of traveling rainbow. It's called my infinite traveling rainbow. They're all connected. They're all sections of a rainbow. This fist is like the most powerful manifestation of that. So I started out, go ahead.
Nothing.
I started out exploring an art form, and then I ended up being able to capture emotions and sell them. So, you know, there you go.
Actually, I want that shirt, but I want that shirt in like a V-neck.
I can make that.
Because I hate.
Wait, do you make the shirts by hand?
No. There's in the future, we have this type of artist called a drop shipper where you make, you basically can make a design and then you upload it to a website that's a manufacturer.
I'm aware. I'm
working on getting a series of halflings to live in my basement and make these things for me.
You need house elves.
House elves. Exactly. I have a very fat chihuahua that doesn't work as a house elf.
I was asking that is it the same texture as the original, the shirt?
No, I wish if I get a good photo of it, it translates visually, but it doesn't translate texturally, which is why I really like, I kind of try to judge whether people want the image or whether they want the thing that you can touch. Innuendos follow me, whatever. So you want to look at it? You want to touch it?
Yes. I don't understand why I have to choose. Yes is the answer on that.
Why is there a difference? I don't know. It's so confused.
See, the whole thing is that if you wear the shirt, it looks like it's textured, so people are going to try and touch it anyway.
I'm textured.
You might want to see somebody about that. I don't know that that's something that you really want to brag about.
It feels like a basketball in the back of my left shoulder.
Like, I feel that, like, that is something that we need, like, that's something that we've shown, like, pictures of to, like, my girlfriend's teenage son to try and, you know, prevent him from having sex, because we don't want him textured. You don't want to be textured. Being textured.
Wrap it up, or people will inject you with crocodile and melt your skin off.
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. That.
Where are we? What?
So you talked about being a dance instructor. What are some of your other hidden talents?
Ooh.
Pepper, put your fucking hand down.
I looked down. How dare you? Hidden talent. Now I'm blushing. God damn it.
All the pictures or it didn't happen.
OnlyFans.
www.onlyfans.com/Luna and Pepper.
Oh, I still have to draw that picture of my penis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll film it.
What was the question?
Oh, my God.
What are some of your hidden talents?
I'm really good at carpentry. I like building with wood.
I bet you do.
Really good at it.
Why is Pepper turning red?
My mom.
Because I filled up her garage with wood.
Oh my god.
That's probably the most sexual euphemism I've ever made.
Oh my god.
Why are you covering your face, dear love? Hidden talents. When I was a dance teacher, I got really good at music editing, and I would make clean versions of, you know, Black Eyed Peas songs for the other people that worked in the studio. They were really good about making a mostly clean song and just leaving a few words that people would miss in. And so I got really good at music editing, which, fast forward, led me to being addicted to this music game I was talking about. But I cook. Freddie, we're going to have that cook-off.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
So, can I be a judge?
Absolutely. Freddie, do you want to do it chopped or Iron Chef, where we have like a bunch of ingredients that we have to make, or you just want one ingredient we focus on?
Ooh, I like...
I like one ingredient that you have to focus on.
That could be.
It's easier that way. It's so stressful the chopped way. Like, I watch those judges are like, I'm a judge, and then they get on there and they fucking shit their pants and lose Amanda Freetag. Anyway, I watch too much of that show.
Cassandra's volunteering to judge too.
Deal.
Mm-hmm. We could totally set this up and do like a whole like Fifi showdown kind of thing.
We should.
Oh, we should have the two that are in the deeper plunge category be the judges.
Oh, we could do that. COVID needs to fucking fix its face because this is stupid. Let's see. Do you have anything fun coming up on your plate? Anything, any new art that you're making? Anything specific?
I'm in the middle. So actually, I'm in the middle of undertaking. A lot of artists do or hate to do a hand study. Are you familiar with this? Have either of you tried to draw a fucking hand ever in your life?
Yes.
It's dumb. It's really hard. And people that sketch, people that paint, they'll go through and like Guido, me too. They'll go through and they'll, you know, draw 50 hands, paint 50 hands, whatever. I did that when I was in sketching, and I've started trying to do it with color bending. And so like this is a hand that I painted the other day, and you asked me what I'm working on right now. I did a Borat piece that I'm working on right now. And I'm just working on the game right now.
Are you gonna do the shocker?
Ooh, I'm gonna write that shit down. Thank you. So I'm actually trying to figure out how to light my hand in photos and make weird stencils of my own hand so that I can do this hand study. So artistically, that is one thing that I'm working on.
You should do a lesbian manicure.
What's a lesbian manicure?
There was a dog.
That was my dog. Sorry.
I couldn't tell if it was my dog outside the door or your dog in the speakers.
No, that was mine.
What are you guys working on? Do you? I mean, like Thanksgiving and Christmas feel like
we haven't gotten to that yet. Okay, we're working on it. Don't you trying to bogart our show? We're not there yet.
I'm getting a hole drilled in my ear. Is that fun?
You're what?
I'm getting a hole drilled in my ear for surgery. On my dead father's birthday. I know that you guys feel like these are depressing things, but I feel like there's always a little bit of light to be made on, like, okay, one sad thing, okay, two sad things. Oh, three sad things? We can laugh now. So, like, now it's comedically tragic.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Well, I hope that's not too tragic.
It shouldn't be. I have a polyp growing in my ear hole that's covering up my ear drum. And as someone that's an ex-dance teacher, I like started noticing, I was like, oh, I'm losing like 10% of my hearing on this side. Maybe it's allergies. And I go into the doctor and he's like, well, this side is 15 feet underwater and this side just fucked up. And I was like, did you just say that to me, doctor?
Wow.
He said, yes. But he had a smile on his face and he's been really nice about it. So he was just kind of trying to be cool about it. And he said there was an easy way where they could go in through the hole and like just pinch it out. And my polyp is too big. So they have to drill a hole behind my ear and then yank it out. Yeah. But that's my December plans. It'll be fun. Like
super fun. Felicia, you want to play the game with him?
Yes.
There's a game?
Yes. We call it this or that.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Don't think too much about the answers. Please, first thing that pops into your head.
I don't need an essay of an answer. Eat a box of dry spaghetti noodles or 2 cups of uncooked rice.
Noodles.
Okay. Be born with one nipple or be born with 2 belly buttons.
One nipple. Jesus, 2 belly buttons? Nobody needs that smell magnified. Oh.
Smell.
Belly buttons.
No. Would you rather know all the mysteries of the universe or know every outcome of every choice that you make?
No. Are you kidding me? That would create like no, not that one.
Would you rather have a vagina on your forehead or have a row of penises down your back like a stegosaurus? This is my favorite question.
On my head, do I get to be mind fucked?
Stop thinking about it.
Yes, that one. I take the vagina on my head.
Nobody's gone for the penises.
I said I would prefer to have the penises, I think. I think that could be a better time because if you have a vagina on your head and it acts like a vagina, that could be really awkward.
Ooh. I mean, what about that one time a month?
There's raining, that.
Raining like, blood by Slayer.
They said vagina, not uterus.
Like it drips, like drips into your, like.
Now we're getting the detailed questions. I'm forced to ask, are there ovaries and menstrual slough behind this?
There could
the whole shebang,
the whole thing. You've got, you know, the whole, the vulva, the vagina, then the whole like thing the inside whole, your the, head.
As a man, does this reduce my usable brain area that I all need it anyway?
I don't think you'll notice much of a difference.
I'll get you, pussy face. I picked the vagina head. I'm just going to double down.
Where can people find you on social media, Jack? Where can they follow you and find your art and buy shit?
Oh, you can find me under Unicorn Color Therapy on Google, Instagram, Facebook, and also Etsy.
Go find his art and buy shit. You can also request like custom stuff. He makes all sorts of cool shit. I asked him for a piece.
I don't know how.
Oh, I need one for my wall.
I was very excited to manifest something that was a specific request that didn't exist anywhere else for people. That's what I get off on. I like making things that are specifically for a person that come out of that person's desires. I think that's the coolest thing ever. And I really like being able to use an art form that helps you feel cooler about the things that you're into. So
what should I get?
What should you get?
Something pink. I don't know. Talk about it. Think about it. Think about it.
I'll think about it. Cool. Anyway.
Maybe a flamingo. Ooh.
I have a flamingo I've been waiting to make that would be gorgeous.
Well, the space is here.
Deal. We'll talk about it.
Okay. What else is next? Freddie, not a goddamn thing.
I have wonderful. Nothing going on. Wonderful. Nothing. Not a fucking thing.
I have finally set a date with Brandon McGill.
Oh.
Hopefully he doesn't fall ill.
Yeah,
I feel bitter.
Because every time I try to schedule a date, he says, I don't feel good. And I'm like, okay, good night.
Yeah.
December 19th, I will be, and I believe this is still part of the tarot cards. We'll be doing that on December 19th. So I can't wait.
Gonna be?
I do, but I'm not going to tell you.
Fair enough. You don't.
If you look hard enough, you can find it on the internet.
Ooh. Oh
my God. The upcoming guests, looks like December 2nd. Next week, we've got Jeremy Bright of Ripple PHX. December 9th, we've got Dolly, who is one of the hosts here in town of the Queer Agenda, and they were also on Dragula.
Correct.
And cool. We'll have more guest announcements as we.
This week got away from me. Don't. This week got away from me. Jack barely made it on the show because if he wouldn't have messaged me, we would have been starting without him.
I was like, I'm here. I'm here.
That's how this week went. So I will get back on top of it after Thanksgiving is over.
You know, and it's me not on top and on the bottom, just as a message. So
we've talked about that. We've talked about that on the show.
Switches get stitches. Wait.
No.
No.
You're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. If that's what happens, you're doing it wrong.
That's not right. That's not.
You're definitely doing it wrong if you get stitches.
Yeah, that's a little like, that's a little high impact. Like again, if you need
be careful,
training,
Pepper.
You let me know. I'll help you guys out. You know, I can set up a little. It's fine. I got you.
That's enough. Oh my God. A special thanks to our guest, Jack.
Hi.
For making me cry with tears of laughter tonight. Be sure to check him out on all the social medias under Unicorn Color Therapy. And we will see you next week for your Wednesday night conversation.
Good night.
Hopefully this works this time.
Thank you so much.
It works.
Bye.
Promotional consideration for Let's Have a Fifi provided by Wigs of a Kind, The Burly Barber, Bone and Basil, as well as our patrons at Patreon. Go to patreon.com/letshaveafifi to become a Fifi patron. Virtual tips accepted at paypal.me/letshaveafifi. Subscribe to the Let's Have a Fifi podcast. You can listen on your favorite podcatcher. See you next week for your Wednesday night conversation. This has been Let's Have a Fifi. Good night.